the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell. The AB3. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, we're joined now by our good friend Alan Bell of the AB3, driving the line here at the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. AB, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are we doing, buddy?
Very good. We wanted to send our thoughts with you and the crew for the passing of Howie Schwab this weekend. We had talked about him, I mean, so much on this spot in the past, and I mean, you had only glowing things to say about him, man. So we were really, really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that, man. And dude, Howie was awesome. Like everything, like you saw the outpouring of you know, media and people on ESPN. I mean, everything. Like that was him, dude. Like he was awesome. I mean, sure. Like he got to the point where he was telling me to tell you guys, like, just all in on Creighton. You know what I mean? Like he was just with it, dude. So I appreciate that, man. Howie was a great guy. He's going to be missed by a lot of people.
Yeah, it really is. It was nostalgic to see all the clips of him just crushing everybody on Stump the Schwab from over the weekend. It was actually kind of awesome to be completely honest with you under bad circumstances.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, man. Like we ran a tribute video yesterday on our show, and it was funny because it was like, you know, we go live on YouTube, right? So he got it. He, like, he knew what it was, but his first word ever, you know, months ago was the F word, right? Like, I mean, he would just fire it off, and he's like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I was like, dude, Howie, just do what you do.
That's incredible. I saw the one. He was doing the one where they were – It was the clip where he would, like, you have to name all of the players in baseball since a period of time that it hit 40 home runs in a season or something. I was like, I've never heard of any of these people. And there he is just sitting in a baseball jersey of some sort, just ripping them off. And you knew that he had like six more in the holster and everybody else is like just trying to scratch and claw to find one more easy one if they could. And that's how I remember Howie Schwab for sure.
That's him. Like, that's absolutely him. And, like, that's what was, like, awesome and, like, why he was loved by everybody was that he was just a dude that really liked sports. You know what I mean? And, like, all of that was genuine. Like, that's him. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, like, we're all, like, trying to rip off, like, a JT Snow. You know? Yeah. Like, oh, that's easy. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. So, yeah, our thoughts are with you guys. And I know you guys have gotten close over the last few months. But it was a joy for sure. Alan Bell of the AB3 driving the line is with us. Okay, let's talk about the draft this weekend. We talked about it before. This is definitely the period of time in which somebody out there is trying to trick somebody into taking JJ McCarthy at number two overall, and the odds have completely shifted. Not quite in his favor yet, but he's kind of hanging in there somewhere. Just all of this is trying to, I guess, just decipher what is fake and what is real in the hours and days leading up to the draft.
Yeah, that's what makes it, like, so much fun. It's like we're all, like, in, like, the situation room, bunker room. You know what I mean? Like, trying to figure this out. You have no idea what's real, what's not real, what's real but not going to happen. Look, I'll say this, man. Like, the interesting thing with J.J. McCarthy is that, yeah, like, there's this – that it's like, okay, let's kind of close it and, you know, convince the team that we're going to take him so that, you know, they make a mistake and jump up. I actually think it'll be that much of a mistake. I kind of dig J.J. McCarthy.
Oh!
I'm not saying that the guy is John Elway, right? Like, I'm not saying that. However, when in a system of, you know, he only has to do so much, he's pretty dang good. Like, his arm's better than people think, right? Like, he's not afraid of a big moment. Like, I kind of dig the guy, but that's also comparative to, I don't know how much I buy into really any of the quarterbacks this year, right? Like, I just don't know. Caleb Williams included. Like, I'm not taking anything away from him, but, you know, man, where are you going to say these quarterbacks? You all know there's a guy that's like him.
Yeah, they all seem like guys who, and like you said, even Williams, I don't know if this is a group that can sit, you know, with one of the guys that could single-handedly take a franchise from nothing. And if you're drafted at the top of the draft, you're in the depths and you've been searching around in the wilderness for a while. It doesn't seem like there's a guy in that group of, would it be three, I guess, or maybe four, I guess, if you include Bo Nix, whether it's Daniels, May, McCarthy, Caleb Williams, or Bo Nix. Like, I don't think there's a guy in that group who, like, even when you put Caleb Williams on the Bears, I think there's reason to be excited about Caleb Williams on the Bears, but are they immediately, is their franchise immediately changed because of him the way that, say, C.J. Stroud has had that effect on the Texans? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a great question. Like, I agree completely with that, right? And look, it's going to be like the Packers to take Pendy McCarthy or something, right? Like, it's just going to be like somebody like outside. Like, it's going to work out later on. You know what I mean? I'm with you, man. Like, and especially with guys who, you know, and again, we're not taking anything away from Williams or May or Daniels, but like, you're going to go to a bad team, you know? And it's just, dude, it's so difficult for really good quarterbacks to fix that. I'm with you, man. I just don't know if I'm buying it.
I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but any betting angles, like things that you're interested in for the first round on Thursday?
Yeah. So, you know, quarterbacks in the first round, right? Like, I'm going to go. I think the number's, what, 4.5? Right, like they're gonna make you choose if there's gonna be that fifth. I'm actually gonna go over. Like I really feel that even though we just talked about that, like we don't have any great feelings about any of these guys. I think that NFL teams now are just like, dude, just draft a quarterback. Like just do it.
Yep.
Even if we don't need it, just do it. You know what I mean? Because now they've seen that their trade assets as well, right? So it's like if you have cash, it's like buying gold or a house. Just do it. You know. So I think that we're gonna see overs on that. I also think overs on offensive linemen, just because there's just, dude, it's the biggest supply-demand discrepancy across all of football. Like, college football, it's hard to find teams that have, like, an entire set of good offensive linemen. There's just not that many for some reason. So, yeah, man, I'm all in on quarterbacks, all in on offensive linemen.
College baseball, I mean, it's, once again, I'm looking at the pick sheet here. It's just a lot of college baseball and a lot of Ronald Acuna, Matt Olson, Braves stuff.
Yeah. And look, college baseball has been pretty solid, right? Like, they had another profitable weekend, and that's kind of how we look at it. It's like you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and through the weekend, we just want to end with a profit. And I think we've done it all but one week this year, so that's been nice. Baseball has been on. Like, the Braves are winning, but, like, Acuna's not playing well. Game. So yeah, it's been tough betting Braves props, man, because the stars really haven't shown out. I'll say this: what I've noticed, and we talked a little bit of last week, in Major League Baseball, Sundays and Mondays, those are generally travel days when you're gonna end a series on Sunday, you're gonna start a new series on Monday. Unders like crazy, man.
Yeah,
like crazy unders on Sundays and Mondays, man. They're coming through, and then overs on Fridays, like. It has just been a mash fest on Fridays. So
interesting.
That's just playing out.
You would think that, I mean, everybody's best pitcher is going on Friday. You would think that it would be unders there.
Yep.
That's gone the opposite way. Here's one for you. Okay, so last week when we talked, we were getting ready for, it was Creighton, Nebraska. They were playing each other again. And I said, well, it's Creighton and Nebraska playing on a Tuesday, so you can guarantee something crazy is going to happen. And sure enough, Creighton hit a grand slam in the ninth inning to take the lead and win in Lincoln. Tonight, Creighton is playing Coastal Carolina, who's a really good team here in Omaha, and Nebraska is playing Kansas tonight at home as well. So we midweek baseball, total crapshoot. Nobody has any idea what's gonna happen. But that's what's on top for our local teams tonight.
Yeah, dude. All right, so Coastal Carolina in Creighton. That's gonna be a great game, man. All right, so. Coastal Carolina ranked 13th in the country. They can put up runs like crazy, as can Creighton. I haven't seen any totals come out for it just yet. It might have just come out, but I would roll with the over. in that game, right? You're probably going to get, you're going to look at like a 12 and a half, maybe 13 and a half at the most. Yeah, I think you're going to see both teams that just come out and mash. And then you talk about Nebraska, man. Like, that is, Kansas is a weird team. Kansas, like, I always compare Kansas with Louisville. Like, they're not ranked, but they're good enough to mess with you, right? Like, they're good enough to beat anybody at any moment. But you wouldn't, like, consistently bet on. But, like, Kansas is 21-15, not bad at all. I'm going to roll Nebraska, but Kansas is just, like, they just got risky. You're like, oh, damn it. Like, I do not want to sweat this one. That one's going to be a weird game, I assure you.
Oh, yeah, it already was. They played each other in Lawrence a couple weeks ago, and I think Kansas won 13-11 or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That type of deal, that's for sure. AB, we appreciate it. As always, good to chat. Enjoy the draft this weekend. Anything else that's on tap? See you later.
Hey, see you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Al Bell of the AB3 and of Driving the Line. Yeah, so as far as how Alan always like made it seem to us with Stump the Schwab, it was just like, yeah, they kind of, I think probably there was a connection there with Jonathan Coachman. Because they're kind of in the same deal.
Seems likely.
And so it's like, yeah, I mean, he wants to talk about sports and he wants to, you know, he has opinions on all of these things. So I think we could just hang out with him for.
He's got some cachet. Bring him on the show.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. And he totally just like, you know, works his way in there and it becomes a part of the deal. I mean, just an all-time like sports guru, sports lover. That's, you know, and so I've not got sick of seeing the clips from Stump the Schwab.
I loved seeing which jersey he was wearing.
Yes.
In all of those clips.
That's a show that I'll always reference. You know, we talk about all the weird fun stuff that ESPN was doing back during that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the first show that comes to my head. Basically, they just found this guy who knows everything. He's really good at trivia, mm-hmm. and he's really good at remembering stuff. And they put him in a chair, and they got all these sports freaks to just go up against him, and I don't like, he was definitely stumped a couple times,
right?
Like, he lost a couple times.
He wasn't undefeated,
but it was rare. So it was like that was the impetus maybe to the freeze situation that they have going on. Just like, all right, put this up against this guy, we'll see what happens. I like our chances.
80 episodes.
How many of which do you think he lost?
I don't know. I was hoping that, like, the Wikipedia page would have, like, the Schwab was stumped 6 times.
Stump the Schwab losses. Has that got me anywhere?
Oh, okay. No. That's a good Google.
Yeah. Stump the Schwab loses. So there's a couple of videos out there. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a tough loss for the sports community and for AB and family in particular. All right, quick timeout. Josh will be back on the other side with the odd news on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But a reminder that the Field of Greens sweepstakes is your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans. Enter right now on our website, 1620thezone.com.